Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, attorney Adam Rosen discusses the basics of workers' compensation.
I'm Adam Rosen from Polsky, Shillis & Rosen. We're a New York State workers' compensation firm. We practice in Long Island and all throughout New York City. We have several offices. We've been doing this for about 30 years, and I've been practicing for about 25, exclusively helping injured workers with their cases. I give lectures to people, to unions, different groups about how important it is to protect yourself if you are injured on the job. If you're injured on the job, it's very, very important to notify your supervisor immediately. The longer you wait, the more there are problems. While you have 30 days to notify your employer, the longer you wait, the more confusion comes, the more they can blame the injury on something that happened over the weekend or at night. So it's really important when it happens to tell your supervisor immediately. Also, always better to put it in writing if you can. It's also very important to seek medical attention. We're not talking about a paper cut. We're not talking about, like, you know, a small bruise. If you have an injury, you know when you're hurt. And even if you want to work through it and be tough, that's fine. But it's very important to seek medical attention. One of the nice things about workers' comp is they do pay 100% of all medical bills. There are no co-pays. It's not going to cost you anything. If you go to the doctor and there's nothing there, that's fine. You've been protected. I can't tell you the amount of times that we have clients whose cases are ruined because they've waited 6 months or 8 months to see a doctor working through a significant injury because they're trying to do the right thing. There is no doing the right thing. The right thing is to protect yourself. So we always advise you to see a doctor right away and get it documented. If it turns into nothing, that's fine. That's great. We hope that. But more often than not, it's the other way around. More often than not, it's the people that wait too long who have problems with their cases in the future. Once you do those things, your case is on record and you're protected. Well, you have 2 years to file a claim. The earlier you do these things, the better off you are. And obviously, we also feel the earlier you come to see us, the better off you are. I always tell our clients that their only job is to get better. Our job is to protect their rights. And what are those rights? Their rights are to make sure that they're paid 2/3 of their salary tax-free while they're out of work. The maximum comp rate is over $1,000 a week right now. So you get 2/3 of your salary tax-free. So hopefully it should approximate you close to your take-home pay. And that can continue for as long as your doctors say that you're disabled. Another thing that people don't realize is even if you have an injury to an extremity, an arm, a knee, you know, an extremity of some sort, even if you continue working, you can be entitled to a cash award from workers' compensation. And those cash awards can be significant. So by not doing these steps, all you're doing is you're throwing money away that you're entitled to for an injury that you have. Just because you're a hard worker and you believe in your company and you want to do the right thing, it doesn't mean you should have debilitating injuries that you're responsible for. And that's what we handle for you here. Also, workers' compensation fees are not paid by you. They're paid out of the award. Any monies that are paid to you that are not paid voluntarily are paid out by the insurance company, and they're set by the judge. We don't tell you what a workers' compensation fee is. The judge will set the fee, and it's paid out by the insurance company. And when we talk about injuries on the job, we're not only talking about an injury where you fall down the stairs, you get hit by a car. We're talking about injuries such as an occupational disease, carpal tunnel syndrome, from overuse, from typing, things like that. Those are workers' compensation cases. COVID, if you got COVID as a frontline worker, that would be compensable. So there are things that you don't realize that could be post-traumatic stress disorder. We had a lot of cases with 9/11 where people who were injured at the towers, but also, you know, who have experienced, you know, terrible nightmares afterwards. We have people who are assaulted on the job. You know, if something bad happens to you on the job, it should be covered. You're not supposed to, you know, have to deal with these things. Your job is supposed to present you with a healthy, safe working environment. And it's very important that they do so. One other thing I wanted to address is with workers' compensation, there is a ton of paperwork. And that's what we handle for you as well. Every workers' compensation case, no matter what the injury is, no matter how slight it is, there will be a hearing in front of a workers' comp board, the judge there. The insurance companies always have attorneys. They're always represented by attorneys. So you have to say to yourself, you feel comfortable and competent to argue your case and for what you need in front of a law judge while being that case is being defended by the insurance carrier. Also, even if you're working, even if there's nothing really there, it's lifetime medical. So if you get hurt, even in a temporary job, and then you go somewhere else and you don't have healthcare, you're still covered for life medically. And these are important things, but you have to protect yourself by filing the proper paperwork, by filing the C3, which is the employee's notice of compensation, by making sure that your job knows that you've done these things and that way you're protected for life. These protections only are there for you if you actually take the first steps. And that's something that we are always happy to do. We've been representing injured workers since 1991 doing just this all the time. Thank you.